The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, speaking of toxic workplace cultures, have a listen to this.
You want to clear the air? You're a snake.
You have hurt me more than you can possibly imagine.
I have some concerns about your old man.
I will sue, and I will go public.
You point your finger at me, I point my finger at you.
We are going to grind you down, man. We are sand in the gears. I hate you. Do you understand that?
Loud and clear.
Good. Done.
I'm going to build something bigger, faster, wilder.
Well, it may be more of a toxic family than a toxic workplace, but it's hard to find clips from Succession without swear words. You get the gist of it, though. The hit show has hit its final series with huge audiences, but is Succession's final series also perhaps the ending of a remarkable era of TV productions, the phenomenon known as peak TV? Some believe so. We're joined by media columnist for the Irish Times, Laura Slattery. Laura, you're very welcome to the programme. Is it possible that in an era when we've seen such an explosion of television platforms, television content, so much to watch, the idea that it might actually be already in decline and having peaked, is that possible?
I think it is possible purely because we really have seen such a glut of TV shows over the last 7 or 8 years. I mean, the phrase peak TV was coined back in 2015 by a TV executive called John Landgraf, and he kept thinking the peak would come 2016, 17, 18, 19. And in the end, he's, you know, we now know that 2022 likely was the peak in terms of the volume of production. So according to the FX research, there were 599 original scripted shows in the English language on the market last year. And the estimates are so far this year that that number is going to be down as much as 20%. So a lot of factors going into this, and really it just comes down to money.
Yeah, so what's the problem? The problem seems to be then that there was a sort of a subscriber grab going on in the early days of this as a new industry and a new phenomenon. They all wanted to get subscribers, but they weren't really making money.
Yes, I mean, it was a land grab. Netflix was first to market, first to make a big splash, and people looked at its success in the subscription video on demand market and said that they wanted a piece of that. So Disney stepped up its spending to an extraordinary level. Companies like the maker of Succession, HBO, which was owned by a company called Warner Media and is now part of this giant entity called Warner Brothers Discovery. So they really put billions into launching HBO Max, the streaming service in America and parts of Europe and the rest of the world. And then Amazon Prime Video, you know, they were spending as much as $1 billion on the Lord of the Rings series. And everyone was sort of having their fun and trying to build up a huge subscriber base.
They were probably having their fun on the back of what were very, very low interest rates. So there's lots of money that they could put their hands on to make these lavish productions and kind of let things run for a while. Interest rates start to go up. And it kind of affects everything, doesn't it? Even this.
It really does. I mean, Netflix's growth coincided with the whole decade of easy money, cheap money. Interestingly, it did borrow to fuel its aggressive levels of content spending, but it also pulled back. It started to pull back in about 2021. And now some of these other companies are actually probably more indebted than Netflix. So that would include Disney, it would include Warner Brothers Discovery, and it would also include Comcast, the owner of Sky. So a lot of these media companies are carrying quite a lot of debt, and, you know, shareholders don't like that. Last year saw all of their share prices take a bit of a tanking. And people are wondering now as well where the growth is coming from in terms of adding subscribers, because the market is maturing, especially in the US.
And just on that, am I right in saying that some of the most popular shows on the likes of Netflix now are not in the English language?
Well, one of its biggest hits was Squid Game. You know, it is finding pockets in the world where it can build subscribers, but also it's bringing something very fresh, I think, to viewers around the world. And I think Netflix in particular has been very good at doing that. So it's finding growth in unexpected places and hits in unexpected places. The problem is you can never predict where the hits are going to come from. And there's a limited amount of time that you have to market each show that you make.
And that is part of the creative process. But What happens next? Where, you know, what will we see happen in this business in the future now as a result of this?
Well, I think we're still going to see, you know, quality television being made. You know, in a way, HBO, the maker of Succession, you know, it was more discerning than Netflix. Netflix had a very kind of spaghetti against the wall kind of approach in its early days. Now everybody is being a little bit more careful about what they're commissioning. We've seen some shows actually being greenlit and then sort of cancelled immediately before or close to when they start production.
So there's less of a glut in the pipeline. So we might quite quickly see some of the level of content beginning to drop off.
I think so. And it's hard to know whether or not viewers will notice that or subscribers will start to feel like they're not getting value for money. A lot of these services have tried to be all things to all people, and it may eventually come to pass that people will choose which ones that they keep on and cancel the ones that don't appeal to them. And there, we may see less risk taking. There could be a kind of a doubling down on some of these big franchise names, you know, spin-offs of this, spin-offs of that. At the same time, they tend to be some of the higher budget shows. There might be a little bit more nervousness about, you know, investing Lord of the Rings type sums in another fantasy type franchise. We did see a show called Demimonde, which came from HBO. It was supposed to be made in Northern Ireland, cancelled before it actually was made.
So they might be a little bit more cautious in the near future. Laura Slattery, media columnist with the Irish Times. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.